This is Mystic Dylan, the Witch.
This is Adele Levine, the Medium.
And together, we are the Witch and the Medium.
What's this? What's this? Is it Halloween or Christmas?
No, no,
no.
No.
What?
No.
No?
No.
No.
No. No. Don't. Let's just pare back and let's go with what you know, and let's not destroy my love and passion for Nightmare Before Christmas.
Not going to star in that? I won't star in Nightmare Before Christmas, the musical, anytime soon.
I don't think so, because there's a lot of points against you. You don't like it. You don't know it.
But I do love. I do
okay,
love
here we go.
Oogie
He's
Boogie.
Get it wrong.
No, I love oh. Oogie Boogie. See?
Okay. Okay.
See?
Okay. What?
I
who
love did, him.
Who is he?
The.
Yes. Okay.
The boogeyman.
Let's just go and maybe, you know, do something you like. Focus. I don't know. We're running out of musicals, I guess.
Okay. Can I just say, no, there are millions of musicals, but I can never, like, I think I'm like, I try to find like the one that goes with our theme, and that's hard. So I'm going to start doing like pop songs and 80s songs.
Okay.
Like I should have just done, we're running with the shadows of the night. Like that
there
works.
You go.
There, see?
That works.
There
yeah.
we go. There
yeah.
we go.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I am
been
good.
A while.
I am good. You know, like all the ghosties and, you know, they're out because, you know, they're dormant for the majority of the year. It's
you're
like,
you're
it's
baiting
like,
me. ladies and gentlemen, he's baiting me.
It's kind of like that.
I know him very well.
What
yes.
is it? Groundhog? Yeah, it's like groundhog. So like dormant, it's like a bear. So ghosts are like bears. I know
no,
you.
It's not.
I know,
it's a groundhog.
No, I
you're
know
talking
you,
about the groundhog yeah. that comes out. It looks like.
So I think
like it's like groundhog, but
yeah,
it's a bear.
Yeah,
groundhog.
ghosts
okay.
are bear groundhog hybrids.
Okay.
And they're dormant, and on Halloween they look for their shadow. Uh-huh. And if they see their shadow, then they haunt you. And the veil thins. But if it doesn't, the veil actually thickens.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like when you glob up
okay.
too much like white out when you're in middle school and you're trying to erase something, and then
wow, you're showing your age, Dylan. Nobody uses white out anymore.
Whoa,
just
wait,
saying.
Really? What do you use?
Computers.
Oh wow. You know, I'm old school.
iPads. People have
I'm
iPads
school.
In school these days.
Damn. Wait, so you don't write on paper and pens anymore?
Well, yeah, in school they obviously kind of, but mostly they're on iPads and computers. I mean, obviously they use pencils and
Do
pens,
you know
but
I didn't,
you know, most
I don't think I took
homework
it.
Is turned in on online now.
Stop it.
Yeah, you have iPads and then you like turn in your homework, especially right now because it's virtual, but even
Whoa.
Before virtual. Yeah, Dylan, come on.
I think I'd go back to high school now then.
I know, right? They kind of have it kind of good in a way.
Oh
right?
my God, to be a senior again, I'd do it.
You would, I would never, but you go for it. But you love school.
No, I would, let's be real. I would still skip like math.
All the okay.
You know,
yeah.
But damn, yeah. yeah. That's...
Well, I have a couple of bones to pick, not with
Uh-oh.
You. One is about
Uh-oh.
You. One is about you. Someone commented on my YouTube about Dylan
Ooh.
And had the nerve to say, just so you know, you never tell a woman that she should be cooking for a man.
Oh, shit.
And
wait,
this person, wait. I was so confused. Because it was an old podcast that I think we did where you said I left that note saying take care. I didn't know what they were talking about. They were like, and you shouldn't write take care to Dylan and you better make him cookies. And I was like, oh, listen, shit. Listen, you don't tell me that I need to be cooking for a man. That was the wrong thing to say, FYI.
I'm going to say, though, I still like, I'm still looking at Instagram and I still see you making cookie. Like, I, oh yeah, brownies. I've not received any of these, by the way. We haven't even barely seen each other in nine months.
Let alone,
Do you know what Adela does? Do you know what Adela does?
What?
Adela. Adela sends a text message. Yeah. Yeah.
I pop by.
Yeah. I'm in a reading or like I won't be at the shop. We'll be closed random hours and she'll be like, come outside. And I'm like, where?
I was like, well, I'm going. That I'll understand. But whoever thinks they're going to tell me how to act for Dylan.
They're cool cats.
No. And Dylan should be supporting me on this for women's and against misogyny. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, snap. It put you in the corner.
No, you just pulled a trigger. You just pulled the trigger.
Okay.
This is going to be kind of like I know we have a theme for today's, a topic for today's, but I just want to say one thing because you mentioned misogyny and it triggered me. So last night I decided after much people pushing me, I decided I was going to watch The Craft Legacy.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, yes. Wait, did you see it or you saw that I saw it?
No. I saw your post.
Yes.
I didn't see
that. And it's like I just want to put out there, witchcraft is for all genders, you know. Like
like
all of a sudden, spoiler alert.
Absolutely.
You know, if you don't want spoilers, but spoiler alert, like it's like the male is the evil warlock and he's trying to take the power from women and all this stuff. And it's like, you know,
which should we explain to people? What warlock actually means,
yes.
Just to remind people again.
Mean, from what I've read and from what I've learned, you know, yes, there are practitioners who call themselves warlocks, but I was always told that meant traitor, or it was a villain.
That you're
someone.
Locked yeah. out of the coven.
Yeah,
I was taught that too. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, with that being said, it's like First of all, I did not hate the movie as much as, like, you know, whatever. It was cute. The witch talkers are going to love it. But I just, like, the misogyny.
I have. Don't worry. I have a game for you at the end.
Oh, I'm excited.
Witch talk.
I'm excited about the witch. No, but I think it's just, like, it was, and it's not really I guess it makes sense. Witches, Halloween. So it came out around Halloween. But it really didn't. It wasn't. Okay. You saw the original Craft, right, Adela?
Of course.
So
I love it. I've seen it a million times.
It's like
a
horror movie. You know, like there's a
right.
Like that was not in this one. This is very
Is it glitter glamour?
Yes.
Like you were saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like exactly.
Yeah,
it's
like
silly.
There aren't really like jump scares, and then like there are definitely a lot of plot holes. But yes, so misogyny, yes. Don't tell Adela to bake cookies for anyone else except for me. But also don't say that witchcraft is exclusively for women.
Don't tell any woman what she needs to be cooking for a man. And don't tell any man that he can't be a witch. Boom.
Right.
That's what we say today. That's our message.
That's our Good message.
Good night. Drop mic. Yes.
Woo, boom.
Yeah. Yes.
Boom.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. And I obviously that movie is going to appeal to girls that are sitting at home going like, I can be a witch and I'm going to howl at the moon and everything's fine. And boys can't do that. You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of,
well, and it's funny because at one point the girl who doesn't know she's a witch is like, you know, how does it start? And like being a witch. And she's like, phase one is, she's like, phase one is mind reading. And I'm like, wow, I clearly am not a witch.
Wow.
Yet. I like,
get your witch card out and burn it.
No, it just got revoked. And then
it got revoked.
And then she goes, Then she's like, phase two is
Two.
telekinesis. And I'm like, shit. And then she's like, and then full on, I'm not even lying. She's like, phase three or like step three, she's like shape shifting. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
And you know what? Like,
Yeah.
even if they did, like, what I wish, because they kind of do it in the first craft, like, I think, like, they should have, like, astral travel
Right.
or, you know, like,
And that actually happened to me. I knew a witch, the first witch I ever met. That's a whole nother story, and I didn't know and understand anything, but she was flying in my dreams. And when I saw that in the movie, and her name was Nancy, by the way, and
whoa.
she was flying in my dreams. That happened before the movie came out, FYI, everybody, in case they thought I was influenced, the movie hadn't been out yet. And
Damn.
so yeah, astral travel, whispering people's, doing
Yeah.
those types of things. But and even in that movie, it's like exaggerated. But like
Right.
basically, this sounds like they're kind of like
Off the wall.
they're jumping right, and it builds at least in that
Yes.
movie. They're like,
Yes. And I would have even preferred, like, look, I know you have to add the Hollywood aspect. Like, I don't discredit that. Like, I'm not, I get it. But at the same time, too, like, at least with astral travel, like, you do it. People do it. There are books on how to do it, you know?
Yeah,
Like, it's
it's
part
a
of a
thing.
practice. Like, and
Absolutely.
even it would have been cool if, like, as she grows as a witch, like, the omens and the symbols that she was seeing became more clear. And, like, it was 11-11 everywhere, or whatever the case may be. Like, I feel like there were so many other, or, like, a familiar, and, like, she, like, a bond with an animal. Like, I feel like there were so many. There were so many things true to witchcraft that could have been exaggerated as opposed to off the
That's
cuff,
what I'm
like,
saying. Like in the craft, it's true to witchcraft, but exaggerated because it's more
precisely.
fun.
Yes.
But in this, but to say, that you're mind reading and that you're shape shifting, you're just jumping into fantasy
No,
land. You're just
Adela,
jumping into
literally
fantasy land.
the girl's in detention, right? Like, for whatever. And at some point, she
I
hears.
can read your
No,
mind.
yeah,
I am a witch.
she hears in her ears, like the other girls, and they're like, if you hear this, you're our fourth, and leave the class right now.
Oh no. I don't know how you went beyond. I couldn't have been past that. Nope.
You know.
Wow. Well, at least you were kind enough to give it a whirl,
Yeah, I was
and
entertained, you know.
you were
And as
entertained.
I said, I'd watch it
Okay.
again. Like, it's I mean, I'll probably laugh at it, but like, I'll watch it again. Like, it was better than I thought, but also definitely, like, I can already tell people are going to come into the shop asking about, like, can I get a book on telekinesis? Can I pick up a book
Do you
on
shape shift? You don't?
what?
You are not a witch. Do you shape shift? Do you read my
I was
mind?
that bird
We're gonna sit
outside
down
your
in front
window
of
last
you.
night. You know that bird
We're gonna
that.
sit down for a reading and they're just gonna stare at
Wait,
you and go,
Adela, you know
did you
that?
hear my thoughts?
You know what, Adela, you know that bird that pooped on your car last week? That was me for not baking me cookies.
If you could shape shift and you pooped in my car, I would love it. I'd be like, this is
This is
awesome.
a
Show me how to do
me.
it. I wouldn't mind it
You'd
at
like
all.
cage me and like take me to the Pentagon and be like,
I
look,
would. I
it's
would.
real.
I would.
Witches can shape shift.
I would cage you. A big enough cage so that if you shape shift
Back,
back,
you know, just give me space so I can shape
just in
shift back.
case. Yeah, I'd be all for the shape shifting.
Now
Wow.
there
Yeah,
is.
it's hard for me to watch those types of things because
Yes.
I just, yeah, you're
I
kinder.
know. Like, now I will say, like, there is like the shamanistic aspect of shapeshifting, you know, where you like meditate and you can like, you know, kind of put yourself out of body and you experience these things like ritualistically. Like, I have no, I believe in that and I have no problem doing that. But like, you know, when,
It's just
yeah.
it's exaggerated. It's like I remote view, and remote viewing is what Stranger Things is about. But of course it has to be exaggerated to make it interesting. Like she's actually walking and feeling the water on her feet, and she's in another room, like she's literally in this other room, like as another person.
Right.
and remote viewing. You can walk. I walk around people's houses, and I don't walk around.
Okay. But I just want to let y'all know. Okay. If you have tuned in.
The person who said I should bake cookies for Dylan.
She's walking into your house right now.
Walking into your house. Yeah, no, I don't walk it. I only do it in readings and when I'm supposed to.
Dayla, have you ever heard of something called stranger danger? Okay, now you only go into people's houses without permission. So you're a vampire too.
Yeah, exactly.
And you probably only do it at sundown, right? Like when you remote view.
Exactly. I only do it after I've read your mind and I heard you, and then all of a sudden I start walking around your house and I'm like standing over you while you're sleeping.
So you're Dracula.
And I go through your drawers. Yeah, it's all of it.
Pretty sure.
Just might as well just mix it all in and make it more.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
But I mean, I'm saying, like, you know, if you show something like that, like even Stranger Things, they kind of have the element very cool, and they exaggerate, of course, because it's TV and you need to. But when you jump from, like, let's say she started turning into like a bird and she's like remote viewing, yeah, then I have a problem. Then it's like, you know, whatever. I guess
then you have to stop being like medium psychic Adela and just be like, okay, I see, you know.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, you know, another thing. It's like that movie, Dr. Sleep.
Yeah.
My favorite. Okay, and like it's really it. I really liked. I haven't seen the new one, but I liked Haunting of Hill House, because Haunting of Hill House was another one of those where it was like. They had these experiences that were exaggerated, but also not necessarily, like, there were things that I related to.
You watch more of that stuff than I do, because I like don't watch stuff like that a lot. Because,
well,
because
you're in it.
But I've been lately being
like, I think.
Yeah, because I'm in it. I need a break. I got to watch The Office, or people are just drinking coffee and eating donuts, because it's very not my life.
It's on. That's on my list. I started watching this show called Community, and I really like it.
Oh, yeah? You like that? Yeah, that's supposed to
be
really
I've only
show
seen
too.
Like the first three episodes, but it's cute. It's cute.
Okay,
yeah,
Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah, our theme. So our theme is that, if you notice, we kind of wanted... I mean, first of all, let's comment on that. We did announce, because I've gotten a lot of people asking me about, you know, when we're doing, you know, a lot of support. We've gotten a lot of support on this podcast, and we appreciate it. And people have, you know, made it known that they wanted more. But as you know, like, there's a lot going on. Dylan, also, you just opened your store, right? You just opened it up. Yeah. So he's kind of had a lot on his plate. So we purposely... pulled back a little bit, just so everyone knows we're not abandoning
no,
you.
No, and we love you, and,
yeah,
and we're
just,
gonna have a podcast.
We love you and support.
I mean, like, listen, even if, you know, like, we'll be doing our podcast from our retirement homes.
This is what Dylan says, but I don't know what plans he's having in his head. But
three kids,
so be it.
A tall husband. Not sure if I want a cottage, a castle, or a colonial.
Oh, wow. We're getting really deep into the plans.
I just know
Damn,
that within
okay.
all the plans, there's still this podcast.
There's still this podcast. Okay. Well, the point is that, so just everyone knows, because people have been like, what is that? Are you flipping tarot cards? Because it sounds like crackety crack. Are you whipping a whip? What's happening?
Oh, no.
I hear
someone decided that the best thing to do in the world is to gift me a switchblade.
What?
I don't know who. Yeah.
What?
So I've already, like, accidentally cut my hair. I've cut my finger.
But,
okay,
God.
I'm putting it away. Thank
who
you.
Decided
I can't stop
yeah,
playing
okay.
with it. It's the weirdest. I fidget.
Well, it probably, yeah, I know that about you.
What was it before?
I mean,
what was it last time that I was doing?
Yeah. Tarot cards.
Yeah.
And you were like, you can hear that? And I'm like, yes, I can hear the tarot cards. So we just wanted to say that, and so to the point is that, you know, last time this year we did a lot of stuff on Samhain and this and that, and we wanted to do one light one and then kind of change it up a little bit and address things of this sort. Obviously, I'm a medium, you're a witch, so obviously, but around this time of year. But we wanted to do something about a little bit about the history of Halloween and kind of give people, because I think it's cool because a lot of people don't really know where it started and kind of how it evolved and the spiritual aspect as far as like spirits and stuff and also the witch aspect. So go ahead, Dylan.
Oh,
where did it start, Dylan?
Putting me on the
there you go.
Spot.
I did.
Wait.
I did do that.
Well, it started a long time ago, before okay. America.
Get your pens out or your iPad, boys and girls.
And
Dylan's gonna
and have
give
your
it
whiteout
to you.
Ready.
Have your whiteout ready. You can find it.
Okay.
Somewhere on eBay. Yeah.
No. So like, look, what we know today as Halloween, probably the most modern incarnation Halloween is the modern incarnation of Samhain, which was a Celtic holiday, which essentially was their way of honoring the ancestors and the dead. And the belief that the veil thinned, and that as we, you know, and the thing, and this is what I thought, this is what we talked about before when we were talking about this, is that, you know, and this is why, just to kind of backtrack a little, when I said I watched, you know, I was watching your YouTube video, and I already know what you talk about. When you talk about Samhain or Halloween and how is it different for this time, spirits.
Wait, nobody knows you're talking about. Which one are you talking about? You're talking about the one I say.
When you use your onion metaphor, which I don't know why it can't be a cake or I don't know.
I just picture it like a sphere. Okay, he's talking about, I did a video on are there more spirits at Halloween? And it was also like, the video's like, do I see more spirits at Halloween? But I do like give homage to, you know, a lot of rituals like Day of the Dead and Samhain, and I respect it, but it's just not true for me. And that's what I've learned to come to understand.
Yes.
Okay, that's what you're
precisely.
Talking about. Got it.
Thank you. Yeah, precisely. So what I... Where that comes from is you have to look. I think a lot of people, and I wanted to address this on the podcast too, because I don't think that there's this gate up, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, you get one day to go play. You know, the reason why people associate that is because the idea of darkness. So Samhain, or as we get to this time in autumn, Halloween is that marking point to the darkest night of the year and the darkest points moving forward. When you look at winter and when you look at the idea that this is the time in Europe or the greater part of Europe in the British Isles where people would slaughter their livestock and preserve it to eat for sustenance and food, and this is where they would pick their vegetables and stuff. That in itself is the act of death. You know, you're killing all these things, and you're harvesting and saving. So they essentially their method, and that's why I think, you know, as you and I talk about all the time, Adela, is that there's always a mundane act with a spiritual act. So I think it was that idea of this mass death and how we're getting into the darker and how the survival rate got so, I mean, it was hard to sustain during those cold winters.
That's interesting. Yeah,
they
that makes sense.
They're like, oh, this is the time that the dead takes over because there's so much death amongst us.
That's good.
Right.
I like it. Because people have to, because especially as we've gotten more progressive with science and things have changed a little bit. I mean, obviously we're going through something right now, but I mean, like, we have progressed. But you're right, like, not only did everything die off, like, nature, and things like that, but people went
Oh,
through, like, not making
absolutely.
it. Like, if you made it
Yeah,
through the winter
you
in
are
that time, you're like,
gold.
holy shit, I made
Yeah.
another winter. Yeah, that makes sense.
Absolutely. So, if you just think of that, if you think of people dying, if you think of, having to harvest all those crops and maintaining food source and having to harvest all those, cattle and stuff, that's where you get Samhain. So it was this time of death, and while doing these acts of death, you are also honoring those who have died before. Okay. And then that's when I think you get this idea of obviously they many cultures believe. I mean, and this is how I kind of know, and it's come from, oh,
Wait,
sorry.
you went out for just a
Okay.
quick second. Obviously,
Obviously, they
they just
believe
go
in
for what
another
you.
realm, okay? And the
Okay,
majority of us
got
do.
it.
And as you talk about that, like the other world, this other plane, and we kind of it's like a plane within our plane, So they believed in that, and I just kind of get a sense that because there was so much death that centered around these specific days or this specific time, that's why it became this, okay, this is the time of the dead. This is the time to approach the dead. This is the time to communicate with the dead. And as we tell these folklores and as these stories kind of go on, and I think a lot of people forget too, is that, the Celts and the Druids, they did not write down these stories. Everything was orally taught and was passed down
Taught,
through
passed on
yes,
through
around
stories.
bonfires and stuff. So when we get
Right.
now from obviously you get the Irish and you get the English who brought their folk religions here, mixed with a whole bunch of others. Any time, whether you were in Europe or here, it's like, this is seen as a time of harvest. And what is harvest? Harvest is killing, because harvest is taking and uprooting and removing from the earth. So when you look at that, it makes sense that whether it be called Samhain or All Hallows Eve, you have this mythos and this superstition that it pertains to death and ghouls and spirits. And one of the things that I love your description of is that, so while I don't believe that the veil is thinner during this time, I think it is more active because of something that you said, which is the collective consciousness. Everyone is tuned in. Everyone anticipates,
Everybody's like
right?
hanging out with me and with the
Yeah.
dead
And they
people at
want
this time, and
attention.
then they forget about it and they
Yeah.
leave, and then I'm like, all right, no, it's true. I feel that the reason why, it's interesting, because I came to this understanding because over the years of being around a lot of readers, a lot of witches, a lot of all kinds of sorts of magical people of all types, right? People with sight, not in all that. People would always come to me and go, "You must be getting bombarded." I'm like, "I'm not. I'm not getting more bombarded. Like, nothing's
You're getting
changed for
bombarded
me."
by
But what
people.
I do, yeah, exactly. I'm getting bombarded by people. Keep asking me, "Are you getting?" But I noticed what I started to notice is like, but you guys are all really in on this vibe with me, which to me feels like we're all kind of feeding
Right.
it together and we're all kind of like paying attention together. And I like it because everybody's really interested and open to it and kind of not being afraid in a way. So I like it. And then I can tell, like, Thanksgiving rolls around, Christmas rolls around, and everybody's, left me again, and I'm like, well, I'm still talking
Right.
to the dead, so
You had a good, you had a
I'm
good,
but
you had
I
a good
do feel
month and
like
a half.
I had a good month and a half of company, but I feel like it is. That's why it kind of feels really kind of cool and magical. And I've done a lot of Samhains and read at them, and
Oh
I've done some
yeah.
like pretty crazy ones. You know about
Absolutely.
that one. And I wanted to ask you a question, speaking of, because I know that we're not like rehashing Samhain and what it means, but we have a lot of new listeners and
Yeah.
things like that. So can you, two things, can you briefly explain Samhain for people who
Yes.
don't really know it? And secondly, can you, because I know you're doing a Samhain
Yeah.
ritual or
Yeah.
event, right, at your store. Can you explain how you do it? Because I think it's important for people to understand, like I've done a seance. I know you're doing
And
a
they're different.
seance in, you're doing a, and there's Samhain. And I think
Yeah.
it's good for people to understand that they can all be different and they're all just as long as you're not being silly, they're all just as important and
Precisely.
potent.
And
So,
so
yeah.
Samhain is kind of a it's I mean it's primary honestly it's primarily Celtic. It's a Celtic holiday. It is their idea. It's where we essentially get a lot of Halloween is from Samhain. The idea that this is the time to this is where you would light flames and light torches and burn a bonfire to keep all the evil oogie boogies and spirits at bay, because the idea is that we are in the quote unquote, we're getting into winter, so now our defenses are down. And when you look at the history of it, I think it's really important too, because it wasn't so much like, oh, the veil is thin, you can talk to ghosts. It was also kind of saying, oh, it is cold as fuck, it is dark as fuck. There are wolves and goblins and other monsters and creatures out, So it wasn't just so much ghosts. It really was like this is when fairies were more active in certain cultures and things like that, and the fae and demons and so it really was a sense of like if there was one night where you were vulnerable, whether it be good or bad, it was on All Hallows Eve. And which makes sense, which is very interesting because if you look at the Christian Catholic version, what is the next day? It's All Souls Day or All Saints Day, So
All
you
Saints
have
Day,
those weird connotations too. And All Saints Day is obviously to honor those who were martyred, the martyrs, and those who have kind of like given up their life for Christ or religion or whatever the case may be.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course, all the saints.
So I think it's important. I look at it both ways. I think Samhain is a wonderful time to just pay attention and be like, wow, people like think of it. Actually, it was a Celtic kind of Memorial Day, just honoring those who have passed, honoring the ancestors. And you see a really good kind of version of that in like Dios de los Muertos, which is on November 1st, But then the other aspect of like where you get trick or treat and where you get carving a jack-o'-lantern. Obviously they didn't have pumpkins in Ireland, Britain, but you had like the turnips. They would make these ugly faces because the idea was that you would blend in with the demons. So people would dress up as goblins and put sacks over them so that the spirits would get confused or that these evil malignant creatures,
So they
part of
think they're
them.
like
Yeah.
part of it and they just pass
Precisely.
over them. And I think the reason why I like say these things because people get very literal a lot of times where they're like, oh, the Day of the Dead or Halloween, night, this is the only time the spirits walk the earth. And I always, I had actually had a spirit during a reading say to me, I want you to know that this world is very much like the ocean on our earth. It's a whole different world. It's a whole different place. There's a different way to live, but it's still part of the earth. And that I thought I've always taken because I learned from them. I was like, oh, that's a really great example. And that's what I was trying to say to people. That realm isn't like having to drive here and only walk the earth at this time. But what you're saying makes it kind of make it totally makes sense that people were like, oh, this is a dark time. People like barely make it through this time. We have to kind of be really alert and aware of death and honor it because we got to make
Yeah.
it through. That is it. We got to do something to make sure we're not going to die with these other people that died. It makes total
Precisely.
sense. Can I?
And
Yeah,
one
that's
real
awesome. I
quick
like
too,
that.
and I think another thing that kind of added to
Yeah.
that was that, like, and I've told this story before, but I think it's to me it's always funny. It's like, a lot of people are like, oh well, the Christians kind of perpetrated this idea that, like, witches and druids and pagans were bad, and like Halloween and Samhain. Well,
Right.
actually, the story goes is that when Julius Caesar came to Britain, he apparently arrived on Samhain, and as he was walking through the fields, he saw all these people just slaughtering their livestock out in the open, and it completely freaked him out. And he was like, oh my God, they're demonic, because
Right,
obviously they
yeah.
did animal sacrifice too, but they would do it in a temple, they would do it privately. Whereas as here, people were just like, ah, it's winter, all the cows gotta die. No one's gonna survive. So it just
Okay.
adds to that
Right,
scary
right,
factor.
right. Right, yeah, exactly. Okay, that makes sense. Now, what do you feel, how, I mean, so what, how did it
Oh
change? Because it's
yeah.
changed so much. It's turned into like gore. Like, that's what I never understood, how it went from that to like gore and murder and gore and all this kind of
That's a good
stuff.
question.
What do you,
Well, I would say also it's like,
yeah.
you had Devil's Night, okay? So like that was the 80s, but
Right.
prior to that, in when you look at, like, during the 1800s, because Halloween was illegal, or not illegal, but it was definitely, like, not, people put a kibosh on it for a long
Looked
time,
upon.
and you would have this night of, mayhem, and it was the night before Halloween, and that's where you get trick or treat, okay? Because this was a time where on Halloween, actually, which is funny, is up until you get to like the late Victorian era and then the 1900s, Halloween was the night that you were supposed to stay inside. Everyone was supposed to stay inside because the veil is thin and spirits are out. So if you were in UK, if you were in the British Isles, if you were, wherever it is, there was this idea, the mentality and the lore was that on the 31st, you were home. So the night before, this is where children could play. This is where people could run amok. So you kind of get that Devil's Night. And I think, obviously you get ghosts and zombies and vampires, which all of which have nothing to do with Halloween. But I think they get incorporated into this, oh, well, ghosts are spooky. And the Celts, they have ghosts, they have fairies, they have, their own form of werewolf, they have all these things. And technically, if you look at the veil is thin and the undead, then the undead kind of run amok during this time. Then you have like Romanian lore in Budapest, so they have their vampires and werewolves. And then, so I think what ended up happening is that more and more, when they got into this, oh, well, this is the night of the undead, this is when you start getting zombies on Halloween and things like that. The serial killers and how it turned into 80, like Nightmare on Elm Street and all that stuff, I
I know.
can't really, like, I kind of, I'm gonna be honest, I have selective knowledge. I really don't, I mean, I'm fascinated, I'm actually fascinated to know, but like, I don't know, like, I'm pretty sure that someone was murdered on Halloween, and I think there was stuff based on that, and that's kind of how it kind of like unraveled itself.
Well, my feeling is that what happens is that, my experience in dealing with the spirit world and people being very fascinated and also terrified of it is that people just kind of keep upping the ante of something kind of, death being very scary and spooky. So it's not interesting enough to just be like, oh, someone died and they're like here. I think it had to keep upping the ante of like they died from these
On
horrible
Halloween.
ways and and they're here, right? And it's like now we have to all talk about all the horrible ways people die. And I just think people just got really into the horror of it because it just ups the ante of death, and already like people are terrified of it, and it just keeps, it's just like, you know, it's like one of those things, like everything, it's just not enough, like it becomes more and more and more and more. And it, I do feel like it's based on people's fear of death, fear of the afterlife, and why not just make it even more, let's go to the worst possible way we could think of. Because if you look at like haunted houses where people do things like this, they always, it's always these scenes of like the most horrific way people could die. I feel like it's people are going through their fear of like, this is what I'm afraid of. That's right. What people think of death. They're not thinking of like, well, maybe I'm 75 and I'm just like not feeling well and I die. Like no one wants, that's not the fear. People have more of a fear of these other ways.
And I think they just kind of go, yeah, like Halloween, like they make it a mark of like, this is when it happened, or this is when, like in Hocus Pocus, you know, the women are executed on Halloween, like the witches, you know, things like that. Now I will tell you what is crazy, and where I think like where Halloween becomes like a staple in American culture is that like Sleepy Hollow. Okay, so if you look at that, the Battle of White Plains during the American Revolution was on the 28th. And where you get the story of the Headless Horseman is that the story goes that this Hessian, this German soldier who fought for the British, he escaped. And so the battle happened on the 20th of October. He escaped. George Washington sent his troops to hunt him down, and he was gunned down, and his head was cut off on the 31st. Okay? So that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, probably, yes. Like stories like that, like kind
so
of
bad. Then you have this idea that, okay, every October 31st on Halloween, his spirit rises and, you know, he looks for his head. So you do get weird things like that. But I will say it's like, I think it's,
yeah,
right.
But that's like, I mean, we could say that we could find a story, the same thing on like,
well, of course.
Any
and it's
day,
like,
honestly.
And also not even him, but like, I mean, people die every day, so who knows how many people have died on October 31st, you know? So I think,
right, exactly.
Honestly, I think it's like a one day, and I'm also going to say, I think it's marketing, okay? When is the best time to sell a horror movie?
Of course.
October 31st, you
yeah.
know?
Like, yeah, exactly.
For example, why was The
right,
Craft?
Right.
We just talked about it. Why was The Craft released in this new one, released in October, when it has nothing to do with Halloween?
Well, it goes back to what we're saying. Everyone's kind of on
yeah.
the same wavelength of thinking of these things, and kind of being more believing and in tune. It's kind of like at Christmas, everyone's
right.
like believing in miracles and magical, like happy things are going to happen. But it's actually
oh my
one
gosh.
Of the most depressing times
yes.
for people usually. Okay, Dylan, before I want to play a game with Dylan. He played a game with me last time, and now I have a game back for him. Before we do this, let's just, like,
oh,
give real
seance.
Quick, like, what you feel.
Oh, no. What I
okay,
feel, what I feel,
sure.
what?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you could say that. Like, you doing a seance. I've
yes.
been doing online seances, because,
well,
you know.
Well, we do it very differently.
And we've
yeah.
done a seance together. And we do it very different. So, I mean, we could
yeah.
give a little bit
I mean, for
of
me,
that
the way that
too,
I, the way
want.
That we are doing it, or the way that I've done it, one, to be, like, I believe in a, and I kind of got that, like, you, how do I explain this? When we worked together and we did a seance, not necessarily together, I wasn't part of it, but when I've seen you do a seance in a group setting at work, you know, other people were involved. So, what I do is that we have scrying bowls. I light candles. We dim the lights. I lead him through kind of like a guided meditation. I open the gates. And then it's more of kind of call and response, where it's asking the spirits to kind of come forth, calling on them, asking questions. And then through feeling and through sensory and through all these things, you know, we kind of connect to the spirit realm. And then I use like a pendulum. And then I also use my throwing bones, and I utilize tools in the seance. And then what I would do is, we have 13 people, and they're each given a scrying bowl to kind of see, do they see anything? Is there anything coming through? Things like that. So that is how we conduct that seance, and that is based off of so like in the Victorian era, you would have like the spirit board and you do the table tapping and you'd hold hands. In the 18th century, they would have just one long like obsidian slab with candles, and you would just stare at the reflection in the dark and kind of go from there.
Right. Yeah. And the way I conduct a seance, I kind of look at it as a production.
She hires lighting.
It is kind of a production. I hire lighting and a harness, exactly.
Right? A harness.
Someone asked if they could do a fog machine one time out of my seances, and I was like, no. It's a participation where, you know, I lead it and I open up the gates and I kind of look at it like, so in other words, when I'm normally reading or do a medium gallery is where you tell me who you want to speak to and I'll speak to that person and specifically that person and only that person for a quick minute or, you know, not more than a minute, obviously. And that's who I'm going to talk to. But in the seance, what I do is I open up the gates to allow whomever to come in who is connected to you. And sometimes you get some that don't are not connected to you. And I ask them to line up behind your chair so I can see who is for who. And I do see what I see. And then as I'm opening up the gates, which is just to me is really asking the spirit world. So in other words, I usually make the spirit world not do that to you. Like when I'm doing a normal like gallery or I'm doing a medium reading, I'm like, hey, everybody and the crew has to chill back. But in a seance, I'm like, all bets are off and I'm not going to hold it back, but I am going to do a protection and I do a protection and I call in the energies I work with that are protective and protective around you. But people usually feel like lightheaded. They can kind of feel tingly. They feel things touching them, but I will convey what I'm hearing and seeing. And then if people see and feel things or they get anything too, they can speak it out. The only thing I'm real strict about is leading it is if I'm hearing different, which has happened, where it's like the grandma's like, no, I never said that. Why is she saying that girl telling my granddaughter
I've been there. I've been there.
I will correct
it. I've been
it.
There. We're like, no. Well, and I think this is something that we talked about too. It's like, I think, you know, this is a very serious thing. And I'm a proponent. Like, I don't know.
I didn't say anything.
Not that I didn't feel anything. But, like, I think that, like, while I want people to share and if they feel connection, some people take it as a chance to use their, like, let me do my acting resume right here.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I shut that shit down. Right. We shut that shit down. Yeah. And that's the thing is that both ways are like, we're being serious about, this is real and we don't want it to turn into, you know, an ego fest or acting. And so that is why it's conducted those ways to like make sure it's done in a way honoring the whole process. And so, you know, what's trippy is like the last seance I just did, you know, some people came to the first one I did and they were like overwhelmed with feeling. There was a couple of people and they were like, I was just kind of floating with it this time and not overwhelmed because they kind of got used to it. And some people just start to get that heavy. And it's kind of cool to see how, because I'm always like, hey, welcome to my world. This is what I'm always feeling. And you get, and you're willing to do, you know, come be there. But I'll, you know, protection and boundaries and making sure. And it's cool that, you know, and even giving the messages I'm happy to do. But I kind of feel like the seance is more like everyone's in the pool with me versus usually I'm in the pool and I'm conveying it, you know, and they can just kind of hang dry.
Which is how I think it's cool.
What I was going to say.
That's kind of how you, that's kind of how you tell the difference between like a gallery reading and a seance, you know, like.
Yeah. A gallery reading. Yeah. People don't get overwhelmed. They're just like, oh, this is interesting. And I feel for these people are getting these messages, but the energy isn't hitting you, which is, you know, and I've done Samhain rituals with people where I, you know, I'm just the seer in that, you know, and I'm not doing the ritual. I don't do that part. I'm just there to be the seer. And it does feel like that. Like, I feel like, you know, the wind's on my back more. It's way different than, you know, than when you're like, because it's kind of similar, basically, to me. It's kind of like a seance. Absolutely. I guess that's how it felt to me, at least. Yeah.
I'm ready. All right,
cool. Dylan, you ready? Okay, Dylan. I didn't know if I came up with clever as a name as you came up with yours. So I just went with this, okay? It's witch talk or it's okay, this okay, wait. I already screwed it up. These are things I literally watched on Witch Talk, okay? Wrote it down. Wrote it all down. I had to go back and watch them, write it down. And I was like, okay, I want Dylan, I want to read these to Dylan, and he's going to tell me. So the title is that it's witchcraft, but is it witchcraft or not, okay, is basically, okay? And maybe you're going to go nothing to do with it. And maybe you're going to go, maybe, you know, there's some elements, okay, but then maybe you can explain. Maybe I'm kind of looking at like,
okay,
just hold on. You'll see. Okay. So here's the scene of first one. The girl is sitting there with an incense stick, not a coal or anything, a stick. And the title of the video is Manipulation of Smoke. Okay.
Oh.
Wait a minute. I'm not, I have to describe it. The best part. She lights a stick incense, focuses on it, going straight up the smoke. And it means it's a good omen. And then she unfocuses. Obviously, she talks, you know, because she has to unfocus and go, hey, guys, this is the way it's done. This is what is actually she did. And she's no longer manipulating the smoke. Okay. What?
Okay.
So now you can say.
Okay. Okay. I definitely have her. Okay. Like, that's some craft bullshit.
Okay.
No. I think that you can. I think that, like, you, I definitely, as a kid or, like, as an, like, I think you can, like, manipulate flames and stuff to an extent. Yeah.
Yes, I've seen a very crazy you know, witch do it. Yeah, but that's different. That's all.
Precisely.
And not
with
someone
like,
who did it for
like,
30
like,
years.
Like, it can happen. I don't doubt that. I think
you
can't. If you are controlling something, then it no longer is an omen. Does that make sense? Because I kind of feel like if you're reading something or if you're looking something at it as a good or bad omen, you're chalking it up.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
You're chalking it up to fate
yes.
and nature. Because you're like, it's kind of like when you flip a coin.
Yes.
But if you're controlling the smoke,
right,
then essentially you're controlling the omen, which would negate, mm-hmm. that would mean, that's like me getting a coin with two heads and being like, if I flip it and it lands on head, I'm going to have a great day today. you know? Yeah.
Exactly. And not to mention, can stick I just incense? Add, can I just add something? Stick incense goes straight up. Just saying. Second of all, if you don't say anything and you're not pushing air towards the smoke, yes, it will go straight up. And then as soon as you start talking, it will affect the smoke. Just a little bit of science, people. Anyway. Okay. So, This one is for protection. And I did mix one that I think is, from my knowledge, a little real, but may not be, you know, as great, but based on something real. So I have some mixed in here, okay? For protection of home, okay? You cut lemon, then you boil with water, with any salt, you know, whatever salt, like, laying around. Rosemary, lavender, clove for prosperity. You let it get soggy. You bake it in the oven and then you hang it at the door. Protection of the home. Is that is that witchcraft?
It can't.
Is that a spell?
Because
obviously they're saying this.
I mean, it can be.
I've never heard of that.
Like all those herbs make sense and utilizing lemon makes sense. But here's the thing. Why not just cut a lemon in half, sprinkle salt on it, and leave it on your altar? It's cool that they go the extra mile.
Or how about they hang it like hanging, I mean, in front of the door?
Yeah.
It smells really
I
good,
feel like
right?
it's gonna
It
look
feels
weird.
really good.
What
Okay.
does a baked lemon look like?
It did look weird. It looked it. They baked it in the oven. It just looked like
No,
dried lemon
girl.
hanging from the door.
They didn't put in a pouch
Slices
or
of
anything.
lemon.
Oh gosh. Wow.
No.
Okay.
Dylan, I just
Oh my
like one
gosh.
day we're gonna have to watch this together because
I want to
I
do
just
those
was like,
reaction
wow,
videos. I
okay.
want to watch.
I
I
know,
think
I
we
think
should.
you should.
I want to do one where,
Yes.
like, you and
I
I think you
wanted
and
to
I
do
should
that
watch.
even. I was like, how could I show him
I think
this?
we should, like,
We need to
when
do
we get our
this.
YouTube up and running again, I want to do like
Yes.
reaction videos.
A reaction video. We have to, Dylan, because I was like, I was kind of shocked. Okay. I knew it was going to be interesting, but anyway, okay, moving on. Strength and
Wait,
protection and
what?
psychic abilities, all three. Just so
Okay.
you know, you can get all
In
three
this
of them,
one
all
thing.
three. Just so you know, strength, protection,
Oh
and
gosh.
this one vial bottle of salt, moonstones, little mushrooms, and what's very popular, just so you know, is a cork and pouring wax on top of it. Very, very popular on Witch Talk, just so you know. Very. Every video I saw was pouring wax with a candle on top. And that will give you strength, protection, and psychic abilities. Is that
I mean,
witchcraft, Dylan?
it's folk magic. I've never it's definitely, like, I'm not gonna say made up, but essentially they made their own. They made their no
Will it give you strength? No, no, no. Will it give you strength,
no
protection, and
that
psychic
that's gonna
abilities? All
no
three. I just want to know
that's
that
gonna
part. You got to
complicate
realize.
that's
Okay.
gonna call and what? Oh, because mushrooms, some mushrooms are psychedelic. But wait a minute, so can you use shiitake mushrooms?
No. They were very, she grew them. They were very tiny, tiny, like
Stop.
tiny, tiny, tiny mushrooms.
Okay. Wait, are there seeds?
And the
Oh gosh. Grow mushrooms.
I don't know. I just want you to know that what I think you're correct, just to add what you're saying. I was like, okay, there's a lot of things that are
Yeah.
very kind of folky and earthy, but to claim this is going to give you psychic abilities and protection and
Damn.
strength
It
is
is.
a
It's
lot
a,
for
it
that
is.
little vial.
And also
Okay.
I'm a huge
All
proponent
right.
of
Okay.
don't overdo it. Like, you're packing so much into one thing. I'd rather you like, I think for spell work you should put emphasis
Yeah,
precisely.
you got to focus on one thing. Right, exactly. Okay, so I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to jump down to this one. Okay, someone had said she, if you have she had five different candles burning on the altar and all the flames look different, and
No,
that
a
proves
hundred percent.
witchcraft.
No, I'm kidding. No,
100%.
girl, that's fire. That's air. That's
What?
science.
Okay. That was a
Oh
whole
gosh.
video, just so you know. Exactly. Okay. Now this is another one which I'm going to jump to.
Okay,
Witch's
yeah.
ladder, which I know of. I've been taught
Okay.
that. Okay. Need rope. One, because it's all like done this way. So I'm doing exactly the way they did it. Witch's ladder. One, focus. Two, intention. Three, execute. Four, say not of one spell has begun. Five, not of two magic is true. Not of
Oh
three, so it
gosh.
be.
I mean, yeah,
Is that a
there
witch's
typically is a
ladder?
yeah, sorta.
Sort of, right?
Wow, that's
Okay.
okay. Damn, people really are putting this stuff on. Adela,
You
how
have
come
no
I don't have a
idea. You
million
have no
followers on
idea.
TikTok?
You
I
have
should
no
start a
idea.
TikTok if that's how easy it is.
You would have a million
Oh
followers.
gosh.
It's that easy. I'm trying to show you. I'm trying to tell you, man. Okay, listen. Okay, listen. This is funny that you talked about something earlier because here it goes. How to tell if you're
No.
born
Okay,
a
how? Yeah.
witch. Ready? You prefer silver. Boom. You like rocks since you're a kid. Boom. You have vivid dreams, boom. If you're connected to those things, boom, you're born a
Okay,
witch.
so I prefer gold. So, damn
Okay,
it.
You're out.
And I only like rocks if they're like
done.
Like clean. Oh fuck.
Sorry, Dylan.
Sorry. Damn, I failed.
It's over. Just did it pass.
Gosh.
You did not pass. So we would say to people, what is your saying? And people
oh my
are
God.
Not
Adela, okay. I just imagine you with your TikTok. This... How to speak to spirits.
I have one more.
Focus. Two.
Well, you don't even know. I did describe the scene. He wears a cloak over so you can't see his face, and then he opens a book and plays music and writes it down, and that's it. That's all people are doing. It's like, wow, why are we working so hard, Dylan? That's all you gotta do. Okay, this is the last one. Rituals for Halloween. This is the same guy with the rope ladder, by the way. You have a silent dinner with your loved ones. And by the way, the pictures of his loved ones look like paintings, of drawings like someone kid drew or something. I don't know. It was very cartoony. Two, you light a candle in front of a black mirror and then you communicate. Which black mirrors is a thing, right? Scrying. Three, you draw one single tarot card and see what it says. And you eat some candy and bless
okay.
it be.
So
that's it. Okay, you're done. Why are you doing all this
okay.
stuff, Dylan?
So,
why?
So I can understand.
I don't know why you're doing everything. That's all you got to do. Why are we doing seances? Why are
we should
we doing
just
these
be
things?
TikToking.
We should just be. We should just be, you know, sitting in front
it
of
was
something.
That easy. It was that easy, Adela.
Draw some people
we,
up.
We've been doing it too.
It was
and,
that
and
easy.
We thought what we
yeah.
did was easy. Like, but hard.
Right.
Wow. I can understand the dinner with loved ones because that's all a dumb supper. Where it's like, you know, your spirit with the dead. Like I
yes.
understand that.
Yes.
Okay. I can understand that the candle
that. Yeah.
Here's where the actually of everything that you told me, here is where it gets
mm-hmm.
dangerous. I see a lot of instructions. I'm not seeing the why.
Yes. Absolutely.
So
yes. Yes.
No.
No, that's not important. You just the visuals and the very shocking, you know. Honestly, I'm gonna be honest. I did this for Dylan and I actually went through a lot of videos and I was like looking for someone who had more you know, maybe authenticity. I did see one person. I didn't look at her videos. She was doing hoodoo. I kind of think she might have been knowing. And the thing is that a lot of people I saw, they pulling off the shelves all these herbs. It looks very, you know, awesome-y, but the information wasn't there. And so I'm saying, like, I
yeah.
went through a lot of them. It wasn't like I just went through a couple and then went, that's it. Looking, and this one with the witch's ladder, it was the closest to, like,
yeah,
some
you know, I'm
going to
say
that
this
I found.
Is a side note and has
yeah.
nothing to do with what you're saying. But I will say that my favorite of my Adela is
yes.
is awesome-y because very rarely do you say it, but when you do, it lights up my life. Awesome-y. And I feel like it needs to be a shirt. Awesome-y. It's just, it's, I think you've only said it like once or twice before. And I've always, but I never want to interrupt you because it
yeah.
always comes out of you being so serious. But now I can, I cataloged it. I was like,
yeah.
oh, I have to mention that.
Yeah.
Awesome-y.
Dylan does this a few times. He'll go, he'll tell
no,
me when
I
I'm
love
saying
it.
Words.
I love
is
it.
It a word? And I, if you watch my YouTube, there's no. many times I'm like, is that a word? Because things just come
well,
out of me and I have no idea.
Well, it's
and,
good
and,
because
and
it
usually
I mean, you're
kind of not.
Yeah.
It comes through me. It comes through me. Yeah, exactly. But he's a wordsmith. So, okay. So, Dylan. Anyway, I just wanted to do that. It's not really, I mean, it is kind of terrible to give people misinformation, but, you know,
well,
we're not totally, we get it. You know, I just wish
yes.
it was kind of looked as more entertaining than like this, but that's not the
yeah.
comments.
And,
though.
And
the
when
comments
you,
are like,
when
oh
you...
my God.
Precisely.
Can you teach
and
me?
And when you take things as
stuff
true
like
to
that.
form
yeah.
or this is what you do to gain this, and you don't explain why. Like, obviously, being a practitioner of magic and herbs and stones, I can say, okay, I know why she chose moonstone. I know why she chose mushroom, all those things. But you know,
right.
Becky, who's never practiced witchcraft, who's watching this, she doesn't know why. And I also think it's like, you know,
exactly.
one thing that,
right.
that, you know, the craft and utilizing witchcraft and things like that, like, it's dangerous when it's done half-assed. And it's not as simple as a 2-minute TikTok video. You have to have
absolutely.
Intent.
Absolutely. And it's the same, because I've seen people, I didn't look a bunch of those, but a lot of people were talking about spirits and how to talk to spirits and how to get more intuitive and all this stuff. And one of them was terrible about, like, here's a test of your intuition. I'm not lying. It was in black and white color of a candle, and then they flash it to red. I'm like, I can tell that's red, even in black and white. This is going to, telling people things like that isn't helping. So we're here to kind of bring you a little bit of more information and kind of warn you of, like, be careful where, because it's becoming popular. It is becoming a popular subject. This world that we're in. So, yeah. Okay, Dylan. So what do you want to tell anybody what's going on?
What is going on before we go? We're finishing up Halloween. As I said, fans is sold out, so there's no use advertising that. But I have a shop. You can still come in.
Yeah.
We are officially open, so we have regular hours. If you subscribe, you get 10% off merchandise and stuff. I want to sell your... Oh, yeah.
Subscribe to where?
To
Instagram?
Website. Oh, my gosh. There are way too many things. Obviously, like, I, as Mystic Dylan, I still do readings. And, I mean, it's crazy because it's Halloween, but I have spots open in November. What about you, Adela?
Yeah, I'm still, well, actually, first of all, I did launch a spiritual protection and lift kit with Chicky Moo. Yeah, Dale Levine line. It's a kit that will come with oil, and my favorite incense has always been Gloria, and she's actually made a concoction of those properties and an extra added kit, and it comes with incense burner, and it comes with matches, and it does say my name on it and all of your things. So we're excited about it, and it's launched for online, so you can go to my website, Dale Levine, if you pre-order, because it is launching officially on the 4th.
Wait, not
then
on
you'll get $5 off with
Halloween.
My name, Adela. And
when the veil is thin.
It's already no, it doesn't, it is technically it is, because people have already gotten them, but they'll ship out to you maybe, sorry, a little bit, because it's happened this week, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be fine. But yeah, it's also it's a spiritual protection kit and a
nice.
And a lift too, because I wanted both things. People have asked for this for a long time, but I'm not the maker of it. She's the maker of it. This is what I wanted. This is how I see it, you know, that kind of thing. And she's distributing it. So we're collabing with Chicky Moo. And this is Susie, the sweetest person on the earth, who introduced me to
That's
the Bigfoot
awesome.
Collectors Club. So it's all in the family. Yeah. So, and she's done this stuff for like 30 years. And so it's just one of those things that kind of came together perfectly. And then I'm obviously offering 50% off of my, well, not obviously off my readings right now during the whole COVID and craziness, still with the code PEACE. And if you go to my website, I have a class coming up and an event on coming up. One is how to how to trust your intuition that people asked for is the class. And I'm going to do like a raising vibration circle online. This is all stuff online, as Dylan knows, because even when I've peeked
That's
in on
true.
Dylan, it's been from
That's
my car.
True. And
it's been from my car. Yeah. And then he's like,
what am I
busy.
Doing? Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't tell him I'm coming. he's working. But yeah. But don't you have I think you didn't really say to people that don't you have like No, you already
Yeah.
did like the
We're,
major.
yeah, yeah.
Like
We're
you're officially
officially
open
open.
to
So,
throw out your hours. You should throw out your hours real
my
quick.
hours are, well, this weekend is different because we have an event, but traditionally the hours will be Tuesday through Friday, noon, sorry, 11 to 6. And then Saturday and Sunday, we will be noon to 5. Yes, I'm reading at the
And
store.
you're
I'm
reading
reading
at the store
privately.
and you're
Yes,
reading
thank you,
privately
Adela.
because you didn't make that
Yeah,
clear.
I'm reading at the store, so
Okay.
you can book a reading with me at Old World Emporium, or you can book a reading with me over the phone at Mystic Dillon or Old World Emporium, and you can catch me on the flip side.
All right.
Have a
Awesome.
magical
Okay,
day,
Dylan, take
y'all.
us out.
I don't know why I added y'all.
And I like to, and I
Happy
don't know, but I
Halloween,
like
happy
it. And
Samhain.
happy Halloween. Happy Samhain.
You can follow us at The Witch in the Medium on Instagram and Mystic Dylan Official on Instagram and Adele Levine on Instagram. And follow and subscribe at our YouTube channel, The Witch in the Medium. Theme music written and composed by Margaret Lane and Taylor Lane. You can follow her at Margaret Lane Music on Instagram. And please give us a rating and a little star on iPod and share your reviews. We love hearing from you. See you soon.